And obviously, there's a lot of overlap between public and private sector employment issues, but we're here today to talk about those areas that are kind of unique to public employment that are not present in the private sector. First Amendment cases, due process, other constitutional claims, whistleblower, and privacy issues that might arise under the Constitution. And so we're going to try and talk about those, provide you sort of the framework for analysis of those types of cases, and then try to cover recent cases that kind of illustrate how that analysis takes place in individual situations. We're not going to try to cover things like discrimination that obviously would be public and private sector both. Given our limited time, there are going to be additional cases in the paper that we're not going to have a chance to discuss today. I do want to give you this caveat. I obviously do practice from the employee or the plaintiff's side, and so my bent may come through in my comments from time to time. It's not intentional. Natalie practices from the other side, and so you'll have your day in court, as they say. So let's talk first about free speech in the workplace. It's been long established that public employees do not wholly relinquish their First Amendment rights by accepting public employment. I think the seminal case, Pickering, you're probably familiar with, decided in 1968. You know, this is the 50th anniversary of all those tumultuous events that happened in 68. Well, one good thing happened. Pickering came down and said that public employees still do have some First Amendment rights in the workplace. Obviously, their rights can be more limited than those of the public generally, and so courts do engage in what we call Pickering balancing test, where employee rights to speak about issues are measured against the governmental employer's needs, and all things being equal, the employee gets to speak, but if the government has a compelling interest in controlling that speech, then they can do that.